Yeah.
Hear that?
I actually didn't.
Piss warm Keystone, bud.
Oh, I thought you farted or something.
No.
I was like listening for that. Yeah, so there's few things that will make you evaluate just how much of an alcoholic you might be. One of those things is sitting here for like 5 minutes looking at each other and arguing with each other and in your minds to whether or not you want to / can record a podcast without alcoholic beverages.
I feel like it's just an integral part of it at this point.
That's what I was thinking as we were picking this shit up. I was like, I just don't know how we can do it without
it. Lo and behold, someone will get mad because I don't hear a beer every fucking 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. This is true. So we are currently drinking piss warm Keystone Light from the Dollar General, because it was on sale, and we didn't want to drive to get cold beer. $11.40 for a 15-pack is not bad.
We should really figure out our lives. This is, it's honestly at a point where it's starting to become concerning.
It's also a Monday. We're recording on a Monday for the first time in a while, just because we have time. And we can.
Yeah, we can do. We can do whatever we want. Fuck these guys.
Okay, fuck you. So, which injector is going out in your truck?
I don't. Fuck off. I have no idea.
Because I noticed that.
Yeah, Was that or was the crank sensor fucking off?
Because
it needs a crank sensor too.
I don't know.
And when the tack drops out, it does fun stuff.
Has it been doing that recently?
Oh, yeah.
How much?
They do it more and more frequent until it just doesn't start one day.
And that's just
the crank sensor. I have all of the prerequisites to change it. But you know what I'm going to do?
Wait until
I'm stranded somewhere and I have to inconvenience you in the middle of the day to come give me a sensor.
Do you have the sensor?
No.
Oh, so I have to get it and then come.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah.
How much of a pain in the ass are those to change?
It's not fun. You gotta take the starter out.
Oh.
Well.
Oh.
17-year-old Dakota had to take the starter out. He might be able to get it from the top, but I don't know.
So, which parking lot / mud hole is this gonna probably happen?
The last time I did it in my red second gen, it was in the shop of, or at the driveway of Derek's shop.
Cool.
And nobody was there, and I had extremely limited tools.
Was it not fun, buddy?
It was not an ideal time.
I've only worked on one pickup in that driveway.
Oh. I've worked on more pickups on that property than I care to admit.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've worked on a couple pickups on that property, but only one in the driveway that was my own, and that was my 6-liter. You remember when the dash fucked off?
I think so.
Yeah. So, I spent, like, almost an entire Saturday at Derek's shop troubleshooting that thing and trying different things, because that's where Nate's parts 6-liter was. His old 6-liter. So I was pulling shit in and out of it and trying different things and whatever, trying to get this thing to act right. Lo and behold, it's the dash. So I bought the dash off of Nate. And I also that week tried to be a cheap ass. And because, okay, so here's the fun thing about 6-liters and the dash is fucking off. Don't ask me why. I mean, I'm sure you could break down the wiring and figure out exactly why. But when the dash dies in a 6-liter power stroke, or really any...
It fucks everything up.
Yeah, it fucks everything up. So, it was happening over summer. Mm-hmm. It started happening in, like, May, and I think it was June. Or no, it started happening in April, and it was May by the time I was fixing
Probably.
Yeah, because I remember that weekend pretty well. When the dash decides to die, it kills your radio, it kills all your gauges,
it kills everything.
Kills your interior lights, and it kills your windows.
Yep.
And the super fun part about that is I like to drive with my windows down,
mm-hmm.
or at least cracked or something like that. So when you're driving with the windows down in the summertime, and this happened on more than one occasion because I'm the unluckiest son of a bitch on the face of the planet, I would drive with, and it was, and the fun, the even funner part is you never know when you're getting the dash back if you get the dash back. But this dash would come in and out.
Yeah.
So I would just be driving, and all of a sudden I lose my dash, and my windows are down. I'm like, whatever. And then 3 minutes later, it's raining.
Uh-huh, and now your windows are down.
And now my windows are down, and I can't roll them back up yep. because the dash is dead.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah, it's so much fun. Yeah, I even tried to bypass the whole... I even tried to bypass the windows from the dash the night before to mm-hmm. try and fix it so I could at least have windows because I didn't care about the radio and anything else. And that just made my life an even bigger pain in the ass. I just ended up doing the fucking dash. That was a not fun Saturday. It was really hot that day.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was really hot that day. It was not so much fun. Carter was there.
Yep.
Carter was there, hanging out, bullshitting, because he was there with his Buick. I ended up seeing Nate later that day. That was actually one of the first, like, two or three times I had met Nate, because that was when we were just starting Wings Thursday.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
And we had...
We need to go on a reunion tour.
A Wings Thursday reunion tour? We really should. It's a lot harder now that Carter's all the way up in Michigan.
We didn't make a move to Mishitaki.
I know we didn't. I think Carter would have fun coming down for a reunion tour, though. Fucking... have we... I don't know. Wings Thursday literally started with, like...
3-4 people?
Yeah, I think it was me, you, Jesse, and Austin.
Yeah.
I think it was me, you, Jesse, and Austin.
Or me, you, Jesse, and Derek.
Or Derek or something.
Yeah.
Because they'd start... We'd all meet up on, like, So here's how this starts. We all decide... Or I get a message from...
No, it was me, you, Jesse, and Derek, because that's when we started talking about doing a podcast.
Yeah. It was me, you, Jesse, and Derek. But... I forget. I think it was actually Jesse called me up and was like, "Hey, you hungry?" And I was like, "I don't know. I guess it's 6:30 on a Thursday.
I can eat.
I just got paid. I'll go out to eat. What's up?" "Well, we're all down here at Wings. You want to come on down, hang out?" "Yeah, sure. I'll come down, have a couple beers or whatever, and hang out and go on home."
Yeah.
Downhill from there.
All downhill. No good. All bad.
So it started with four people, and by the time, like, Wings Thursday
peaked? Yeah, peak Wings Thursday was bare minimum 10?
Bare minimum 10 people.
Yeah.
At one time, we had 20.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, and this was, like, we did this so religiously that, like, our friends Preston and Tristan did their gender reveal to us on a Wings Thursday.
Yeah.
happened. That was a real thing that happened.
Yeah, we reserved a back room of the Wings, and
yep. I mean, and we would pop in the group chat every Thursday, like, afternoon, and be like, "Head count, go," and everybody would sound off whether you could come or not, and then Nate would then text the waitress.
Yep,
we had the same waitress every week because we were there every Thursday. And fucking, she would just have the table set up by like 6:30, 6:45, and we were there.
Just kind of fell apart.
Well, and part of the reason for that was because a lot of the guys were in fire class and shit.
Yeah, going through EMT school.
Yeah, going through EMT school and stuff like that.
Not a lot of them, like three of them.
It was like four of them.
Well, four of them.
Something like that. But then, I don't know why it fell apart.
Well, Preston and Tristan had another kid.
Austin and Morgan had a kid. Oh, yeah, that was the other thing, was after they had their gender reveal, a couple months later, Tristan had her baby. Tristan had her baby, and we were at Wings.
I think she had him on a Tuesday.
Yeah, and she got released on Thursday.
So they brought him. The first place that baby went outside of a fucking hospital was Wings Thursday. They brought him by so we could all see him. We took the waitress out and everything.
Yep, half the table went out and the waitress went out and saw the baby and hung out for a bit. Then they came back in. The other half went out and saw the baby and everything, and then they went on home.
That's funny. The first place he went other than the hospital was Wings.
Was Wings.
Oh, man. That kid's going to have some good dad lore.
Yeah, I know. Well, his dad's Preston. He already has good dad lore.
Oh, I know. Mm. Most people are in a hurry to get their kid home and stuff, though, and then he's like, nah, fuck it, we're taking it to Wings.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually halfway surprised Preston didn't come in and have a beer and then go home.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was a good fucking time. That was fucking hilarious. Those were the good old days.
No. It was like a year ago.
It was like a year and a half ago. Damn. A long time ago.
Time flies when your friend group's falling apart.
Mm, this is true. This is true.
Before you know it, you'll hate me. We'll never talk to each other again.
Huh?
I said, well, before you know it, you'll hate me and we'll never talk to each other again.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, fuck. What's going on?
Just put a new seat in my second gen.
Yeah, just put a new seat in your fucking second gen.
Oh, man.
Yeah?
It's like riding on a fucking cloud.
How long has it been since you've had a Dodge that has an entire bottom to the seat?
My third gen's got the entire bottom. It's just wore out.
It's just wore out. Yeah, there's metal showing.
So? It's just wore out.
It's just wore out, he says.
Truck needs a seat, too.
Yeah, it needs a seat.
That one actually just needs a cushion.
My 6-liter needs a cushion. It's starting to rip and tear. And
Seat shop.
Website?
Mm-hmm. The Seat Shop.
Mm.
They make Durafoam cushions, and they make covers.
Oh, God.
Who's the guest this week?
It's Ron.
Ooh!
Hold on. Can you be live on the air when we have this conversation for funsies?
I heard where Ron's at.
Okay, so please explain what you're doing. Okay, hold on first. Ron Maple on the phone, everybody.
Hi, I'm still alive to talk about the story for now. I just picked up what might be the best deal ever on a set of drag slicks for the Poor Diesel Challenge.
Oh?
Okay.
Yeah. As long as they hold air. I don't know. I didn't question. I just kind of gave man money and got the fuck out of there.
Where were you at?
Gary.
Ooh, like, scary Gary.
Yeah, like in Gary. Like, this is south of fucking I-94, over a couple sets of railroad tracks, and in some really trash, like, you can't even call it a trailer park. There's just a bunch of trailers that are in an area that have spray-painted numbers on them for addresses.
Stop.
In Gary.
Yeah. Did you do this alone?
Yeah, no, there's nobody with me right now. That's why I called. You fucking idiot! No, I mean, I'm not completely alone. I'm 357's in my lap.
Ron, what the fuck?
What?
Did you... Is it a set of four, or it's just a set of two?
It's just a pair.
Yeah, because you're running a two-wheel drive.
Yes. $150 mounted on the same aluminum wheels that are on my Chevy, 16 inchers.
Shit.
Okay.
Fucking, I guess.
Yeah, no, I made this ill-advised against literally everybody I talked to about it, but I did it, so.
And you're alive.
I think I'm good.
God. Are you out of Gary?
I'm on the interstate. I don't know.
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah, you're fine if you're on the interstate. I was going to say, have you passed any of the libraries with bars on them yet?
I didn't see. Here's the thing. I really didn't see any windows with bars. That was like my indicator of like how bad it was. Because like first, right off the interstate, it's like there's a Love's and a Pilot. And I'm like, okay, this isn't too bad. But then as soon as I turn the corner across railroad tracks, I'm like, oh, no.
I know exactly where you're at. It's pretty rough over there.
Yeah.
Because the Gary CBS is right down the road from that Love's, and pilot.
Yeah. And then as soon as I get out to, like, talk to this guy, because here's the thing. I didn't even meet the guy who had him listed on Marketplace. It was his buddy, okay, because he's at work. So that only makes it better. Yeah, as soon as I get out, I hear tires squealing, and a police chase just ensues right in front of his fucking place.
Badass.
Yeah, so I just look at him real quick. This dude's shining a light on him. I literally only have the cash and my gun on me, because, like, you know, and...
Well, yeah.
Like, you know what? Even if they don't hold air right now, I really don't give a shit. Here's some money. Give me these. I'm leaving.
Ron got the full Gary experience on a Monday.
On a fucking Monday!
Oh my fucking God.
So, yeah. That was a new one for Ronnie boy. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, welcome to yeah. I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut.
Damn it, Ron!
I'm sorry for interrupting whatever was on the air, but
this is better than any of it. So,
yeah, and this is actually kind of hilarious because we get to like sprinkle Ron in here and there a little bit of like pieces and parts of Ron before we get to actually interview Ron when he comes on for his interview for the Poor Diesel Challenge this year.
Yeah, so they get to get the taste tester of the spectrum before they get the full-blown, full-course meal.
The full-course meal, he says.
So, yeah.
Well, that's fucking hilarious. I mean,
drag radials and L-car earlier, too. So I have a set of drag radials and a set of slicks on tires in tow right now.
How much do you have in all this?
I gave $100 for the radials and $150. It's a pair of radials and then $150 for these slicks.
Should have
told me I don't want to pick the radials up for you.
I had this all fucking concocted out to go do this deal tonight anyway in one shot. So
okay. That's fair.
Okay. What the fuck, Ron?
Yeah.
Of all of the most damn it Ron moments, this is a good damn it Ron moment.
See, do you guys understand why I say I'm going to be dead before 30 now? If I keep doing shit like this?
Yeah.
Like, I don't mean it in a depressing way. I just really don't think things through and just kind of do things. My intrusive thoughts win more often than not.
Oh, Ron.
There's two kinds of lives I'm not meant to live. It's a long one and a boring one, so we're fucking sending it.
Ron, I have no words for you. I'm actually just kind of mad like somebody's dad right now.
You mean like the fucking flare nostrils I gave you yesterday?
Yeah. Angry flared nostrils like a fucking father. Like.
Yeah, I can't wait for Brandon to call me how stupid. Because I like told Brandon about it. I'm like, yeah, I found these slicks in Gary. And he's like, I wouldn't go to fucking Gary. I'm like, okay. And then I went to Gary. So I can't wait. When he sees these in the shop tomorrow morning, he's going to be like, are you fucking stupid?
Is he going to call you with questions?
Most likely.
Oh, I love Brandon. Brandon's fucking hilarious.
That is just going to be a Facebook message with a picture of them and a caption, WTF Ron.
That checks out.
What the fuck, Ron?
So that tends to happen quite a bit as well.
Well, did you get? Are you scared enough for a Monday after being in Scary Gary?
Oh, I'm on 65 now, so like I'm good. It's fine. I can't say I've ever stopped in Gary or really been through Gary other than around on the interstates. So, and I'm not mad about it, and I just reaffirmed that.
You know, I was in a pretty similar situation right outside of Gary.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, Culp sent me to pick up a truck in, like, Calumet City or something. One of, like, the shitty cities right around Gary. Mm-hmm. Just a shitty. Maybe it was East Gary or...
East Chicago?
East Chicago, maybe. I don't know. But It was right outside of Gary. And I went there to pick up a roller for him on 420. Waiting for the dude at this sketchy-ass, like, scrapyard. And he pulls up, rolls his window down. He's smoking a joint. He goes, "You want some, man?" I'm like, "Nah, I'm good, bro. I just want to load the truck up and get the fuck out of here, please."
One time, when I went to tech school still over there in Illinois, the one time traffic was backed up real bad on the interstates, and Siri was like, "Hey, you want to save 11 minutes? I'm like, "Sure, why not?" And I was driving my Common Fail at the time. Well, this fucking bitch takes me through East Chicago and, like, just on the south side of Gary and stuff and, like, all these bad areas, right? And then my band clamp for the tailpipe piece that goes over the axle was a piece of shit. So my tailpipe fucking falls off and is dragging on my axle in East Chicago. In these fucking rough-ass roads because, you know, I can't get anybody to maintain them. So I look for the most open area I can, which is an abandoned church, and every single building, as far as the eye can see, is boarded up. Like, not bars on the windows. There are boards, condemned boards, overneath everything. So I get there, and I, like, hype myself up. And I don't have a gun, because, like, you know, I'm technically a resident of Illinois. I can't fucking carry. And so I hype myself up, and the moment, it was silent, dead silent, no other vehicles on the road. The moment I pop my driver's door to get out and do this, fucking rap music starts blaring from somewhere. Literally, no idea where. It just fucking starts blaring. I cannot find the source of this fucking music, so I am freaking the fuck out. This 18-year-old white boy with this big-ass diesel truck in the middle of fucking East Chicago, when I tell you, I get out and I rip that fucking tailpipe piece the rest of the way off, throw it in my bed, get in my truck, hop a curb, and haul the fuck out of there.
That's like the equivalent of being in the woods and hearing fucking banjos.
Yeah, pretty much.
Those guys are like, "Look at this yee-yee motherfucker."
Yeah, they're like, "Look at this white boy. Watch this, watch this." And then fucking hit play. Like...
Did you see that fucking Biggie Smalls meme?
Yes. Biggie Smalls would love OnlyFans girls.
Rest in peace, Biggie Smalls. You would have loved high-grade medical marijuana and OnlyFans girls. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. That was so fucking funny.
That was pretty good. All right. Well, I feel safer now. Again, sorry to interrupt. So I will let you guys get back to what she's talking about.
Okay.
Alright.
So I'll send you pictures of all this shit when I get back to the shop.
Deal.
Deal.
Okay. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. What the fuck, Ron?
And there's one other person that would call me with, like, that exact scenario.
Who?
You.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you know how we hype ourselves? Because I would do the same shit.
Yeah.
You know how we hype ourselves into these situations? Oh, it can't be that bad. I'll be all right.
And it never is that bad. And
we've made it out every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I made some sketchy ass fucking deals on Marketplace.
I need to start taking my 9 to Marketplace deals. What?
You don't go to Marketplace deals strapped?
No. Normally I make them happen in such a public area.
Yeah.
That I don't...
I still take my fucking gun every time.
Normally I'm not concerned about it because we're in a Walmart parking lot.
Dumb shit happens in Walmart parking lots, okay. Too.
And this is fair. The keystone's starting to cool down a little bit.
Just a fuzz there.
What were we talking about before Ron called? I don't remember.
I don't neither.
What? Seat? Second gen seat? Something?
I mean, you were asking me. Oh, we were talking about the seat shop.
Oh, seat shop. Yeah, then Ron called. Yeah,
I think so.
Because your seat is ripped and whatever, yeah, and I'm going to need a new bottom to my seat eventually.
Mm-hmm.
That truck's going to need a lot of stuff, actually, on the interior. Not as much as, like, your common rail does, but...
Your truck's not that bad on the interior.
No, but I'm mainly upset about, like, the headliner and the carpet and the seats. Because there's a stain on the back seat that I'm not sure what it is.
I would say that, too.
I actually don't know what it is. I have no clue what it is. I kind of wonder if it's not, like, an oil stain, because I had, like, 3 rear main tools back there one time.
Probably.
I don't know. That was also, like, 2 years ago. Was that 2 years ago? Yeah, it was 2 years ago. Two winters ago. Not this past winter, but the winter before? I can't remember. I don't fucking know. But there's a stain on that... The passenger seat's pretty good for the most part. There's a stain on the back bench. And then there's... And my driver's seat is starting to rip. And then I would like to get a steering wheel for it and then redo the headliner.
And it needs a steering wheel?
Yeah. It's fucking... It's all fucking... Like, starting to tear and stuff like that and fray and shit.
Oh.
Like, it's either... Yeah. It's either I have it rewrapped or just get a fresh wheel and be done with it. And then I need to take my fucking dash back out and put the fucking selector back in for the fucking Prindle. Because I never put that back in.
You need to put a shift cable on it.
I need to do that too.
Because that shift cable is atrocious.
Well, I wonder if it's not the shift cable or just the fucking...
Your Prindle moves.
No, it doesn't.
Thought it did.
No, it's not in there. It doesn't move. It's sitting there. It's sitting underneath the dash somewhere.
Every Ford ever.
Yeah, literally. But I wonder if it's not the shift cable or just the fucking the joint where the lever is.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know where the Fords wear out.
Typically, or at least in the OBS trucks on the automatics, they wore out right there because it's the same fucking thing. there's like a pin in there. That you smack out and smack back in and shit, and it just wears out because it's soft, like something. I don't. It's a soft metal. I mean, I think it's supposed to be a wear point, and that's why. So that way, you know, with all the sliding and moving and shit, it does.
It doesn't break. Pressure, it just wears out.
It just wears out. That.
I'll have basically a new interior for my mega cab.
Yeah, we need to get on that sometime.
Well, we got to get the cab off the Culp's truck first.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay.
Because I'm taking all the parts off the cab he's taking off.
Okay. So we're just going to swap back and forth and shit and whatever.
Door panels, front seat.
Okay.
Radio bezel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what else.
I think these are radio bezel, something bad. I think the radio bezel and the door panels are half of what makes that interior, like, look so bad.
I agree. And I just need to clean it out. I haven't done that for a while.
Yeah.
But there is an entire rotating assembly back there, so there's that.
This is true. What about your steering wheel? Are you getting a steering wheel?
Maybe. Oh, yeah, I can take that one. I don't know if it's any better than mine, though.
Oh, okay. I was just asking.
Mine's pretty beat up.
Because yours is showing plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just figured I'd ask. I don't know. Is that steering wheel any smaller than mine?
Because
I feel like every time I look at, like, a third-gen steering wheel and then look at, like, a Ford, it looks like a go-kart steering wheel.
It might be. I don't think they're that small.
I don't know. It just looks small. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I bet it looks small because the center's not half of the wheel.
That could be. I don't know. I'd like to measure them, just out of curiosity.
Measure them? I don't care.
That also leads me to, like, another one of my bitches. Like car steering wheels.
Yeah.
Like a 12-inch steering wheel. In a big truck. Like a Peterbilt.
Ass.
Why?
Ass.
I know. Bullshit. You know why? Because you feel it, like, it feels like it's gonna, like, every time you hit a bump, the wheel's gonna come out of your fucking hand.
Mm-hmm. Something, I mean,
I don't know why everybody wants to put those fucking things in. I like a, like, not a fucking big ass steering wheel.
I say I don't like the real old obnoxiously large ones.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like those.
Yeah. You know what I really like? Three spoke Forever Sharps.
Sure. Never heard of her.
Really? Oh my god. Three spoke Forever Sharp steering wheels. Fucking cool. Forever Sharp.
Probably goes good with your Mexi tail lights.
Fuck you. No, 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 no. None of these are it. None of these are it. No. I hate those too. Those look like ass.
Well, in the meantime.
Stop.
A Wrench Jockey Radio first, if you will.
Okay.
Gonna give a special shout out to Cole. For like the 10th time. I'm working on a longtime listener's vehicle.
Broke down
the other day. And he ended up getting a hold of me. And now I'm working on it. So that's pretty neat.
Here we go.
Glad I can do that for him.
These.
That looks like it belongs in a fucking town car. It does. Tell me I'm wrong. That bitch looks like it belongs in a fucking town car.
This isn't the exact one, but it's pretty goddamn close. It's actually hilarious because they have pictures of it in, like...
You remember that black Chevy I did intake gaskets on this summer over Labor Day?
Yes. I think. Why?
It's got a tiny little wood grain steering wheel in it. It's goofy as shit.
Why does... Okay, things that make or break an interior. Go. Steering wheel.
Steering wheel. Seats.
Seats. Seats can make or break an interior. And I have, like, a bitch about that, really. Like...
Like, interiors as a whole? Headroom.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing more than I hate than sitting in something and not having headroom.
Fair. Here's my thing about interiors. I like when an interior is, like, factory plus.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
But it's very easy to overdo the plus.
Yes. It is very easy to overdo the plus.
You guys that are out there painting your door panels and doing splatter paint and all that shit, fuck off. Mm-mm. Die.
I fucking hate that.
Looks like ass.
It looks like
shit. It looks like literal ass. And if you're doing that, I'm sorry, but nobody thinks it's cool.
No. No, that was cool for, like, 3 months. And then everybody overdid it, and it wasn't cool anymore.
I never thought it was cool to begin with.
And I know that there's a lot of craftsmanship involved in it, but, like, when you do a totally...
There's craftsmanship involved in a rattle can?
No.
I was like, come on.
No, not that. But, like, to me, it's also really easy to make a custom interior look fucking gaudy.
Oh, yeah. So, it is.
Like, Gerald Lehman, look him up. Gerald Lehman does fully custom interiors in Peterbilts, Freightliners, Kenworths. If it has 18 wheels or is a golf cart, he will do fucking anything you want to it. Yeah. But that guy does not make those interiors look gaudy, and they are totally custom. Like.
Another thing that's gaudy to me.
Okay.
Is when people start adding aftermarket speakers and putting on, like, the weird fiberglass to door panels and shit.
Yep. Got it.
If they're done right or you don't overdo it, they can look okay.
Are you thinking, like, Fast and Furious 2001, like, four speakers in each door?
Yeah.
Like, that shit.
Yeah. Four speakers in each door and then, like, the whole center console speakers and...
Yeah.
No.
No. Yeah, not super...
You don't need that many speakers.
No.
No, like, I bet with the right, with a truck with the factory speakers, a good set of 6x9s that aren't factory. So you have the factory speakers upgraded, a good set of 6x9s added into it all, and a good sub. That's all you need.
Yeah.
That's more than loud.
And a lot of people, when they start getting into audio and stuff like that, are like, they're really only concerned about how loud it is.
I know, and I'm dipping. I'm like not getting into audio, but I'm dipping my toes in it.
And I like when it's nice and fucking loud, but I'll take crystal clear clarity.
Yes, over loud.
Loud any day of the week.
Yeah, so that's my thing, and I will compare it to hot stuff for me, like hot food for me.
Sure.
I really like hot food.
Yeah.
Spicy food.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're making it burn just to make it burn and it doesn't have any good flavor, I don't want it.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're putting speakers in just to make it louder.
Yeah. Not caring about the quality of the music that's coming out. Fuck off.
Fuck off. Yeah. Clarity is like everything to me. And that also, and half of that is just because I grew up playing drums and in audio and stuff like that and whatever. And like, if it wasn't clear, crystal, and awesome and mixed right.
It was ass.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
So, I think that's part of it. I don't know, it's just like, an interior is like, and that's another thing, like, guys will take fucking semis and pickups and cars and stuff like that, and they'll dress the whole fucking thing up or whatever, and then...
They don't pay attention to the interior.
Do nothing to the interior.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. It's like, not even
no,
like...
No, if you're gonna build a showpiece,
yeah,
the interior needs to complement it.
Yes. Like, not
by and far, the interior needs to complement it.
And not even, and these guys aren't even doing, like... Like a billet shifter or billet knobs here and there, or like this or that, or painting these parts to make it look cleaner or match it to the outside, or this or that or whatever. Like, it's like, come on, like, and that's all, like, really to tie an interior into like a build. That's really all it needs.
Yeah, just simple little,
and that's what I mean by interior plus.
Yeah,
like,
where are you at with Starlight Headliners?
Jesus Christ. Everybody's got a low battery today. I can take them, or I can leave them.
I like them if they're done right.
Yes. Here's my bitch.
And you're going to say, well, how can you make one right? It's just free. You can make one
look right. You can make one look right. And a lot of that comes into pre-planning where all the stars go and shit like that.
Yeah, instead of just poking a bunch of holes and throwing fiber in it.
Yes, exactly. I can take them, or I can leave them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're cool.
I do too.
My girlfriend thinks that it's the girliest thing she's ever seen on the face of this planet, which I find really funny. I think it's funny that
it is funny.
It is funny. But which I mean, and she's right, but she's also wrong. But like,
but she's right.
Yeah, she's right. It's pretty girly because it's like, this is the cool thing to do right now, but it's also kind of girly.
I want to do one in the Suburban. I want to do a black headliner.
Well, and I think it would look good in the Suburban because there's so much fucking headroom in that thing.
Yeah.
You got to do something with
it. Well, and I want to put my wife's name above the passenger seat, and...
I think that's part of the reason I think, like, a Starlight Headliner is cool.
Yeah, you can do shit like that with it.
You can do shit like that. Even if it's not your wife's name or your girlfriend's initials.
Nah, you can put you can put something up there, or you can make a design.
Yeah. Or whatever. I saw, who did I see do it? I can't remember who did it. But they did the whole Starlight Headliner, but they reserved a part, they didn't have a center console on the headliner.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Between the front seats, they reserved like 6 inches worth of a square of real estate, or like a circle or something like that, and they popped their logo into it. That's fucking badass.
Oh, that is badass.
That's
I agree.
Fucking badass.
And that may be, if I have a logo or something drawn up by then, that may be something I do.
Sure, yeah. And I mean, like, I could never, I mean, I could do the smoking goose up there, but it wouldn't look right. Why wouldn't I? Just because it would be, like, the outline. Like, I think it would look funny as just an outline. What would be cool is to take, like, a shooting star, Starlight Headliner, and, like, the smoke coming off the cigarette, make that the shooting stars.
Oh, yeah, do it.
That'd be cool. Just an idea. Do the smoking goose up there. I don't know.
I'll put it in the back. I don't care.
Okay.
Put it above the subs.
The smoking goose.
Yeah. Bar's open.
But yeah, Starlight Headliners, I can take them or I can leave them. I don't know. I feel like everybody does them just to do them. I personally don't like a Starlight Headliner when you put one in and you already have like a sunroof.
Oh, yeah.
Because it makes a weird, like...
Yeah, it doesn't look right.
It doesn't look right. I don't like that. You need to have, like, a solid top pickup. or car or whatever you're putting a Starlight headliner in.
You know what I don't like? I feel like it's going to be a hot take. I don't like vinyl floor.
Vinyl floor.
Oh. Like work truck floor?
Really?
Don't like it.
I like it in anything but a show truck.
I don't know. I've just never... I don't hate it.
Right.
I don't love it.
I just like it because it's so easy to clean.
It is.
It's really easy to clean. It's fast. It's simple. You wash it out. It's no big deal.
Yeah. You're right.
But I've also owned, like, two trucks with it.
I've owned... I don't know. At least one.
At least one.
Yeah. I don't know.
Man, the fucking carpet in my 96. Ugh. Hmm. I wanted to put new carpet in that truck so bad.
That's something else. See, that's another one of those little attention to detail things.
Yes, yes it is.
We're
yes,
going to do to the Suburban. We're going to put carpet in that bitch.
Yeah. It deserves carpet anyways. I mean, that carpet's nice and old.
We should put shag in the back.
Okay. I would be so down to put shag in a vehicle. I think shag carpet's cool. As long as like it's not like a high traffic area.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. Like, I think it's really cool to see like a Peterbilt 359 or an old split window Freightliner or whatever the fuck have shag carpet in it and
yeah.
then have like some floor mats down for your feet and stuff like that. I'm like, that's legit.
Does look cool.
Yeah. That's cool.
I also am, and this may be hot take too, I'm big on the guys that are putting like vinyl plank down in their trucks.
Oh, like in the beds and shit?
No, just like in the...
Oh, in a Peterbilt or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Like these guys that are putting like wood floor in their show trucks and stuff, or vinyl plank or whatever they're putting down.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
It's cool. I like it.
Not practical.
No.
On no planet is it practical.
No.
But it's cool.
It's cool. Yeah, because there's a... So, quick... fun little story about shit like that in a truck that works. There's a Peterbilt that sits outside, the green teal one.
Yeah.
That got a full interior done it and everything. It's super cool. Great. Whatever. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Well, he comes in, and he was lighting trouble or something like that or whatever. I didn't work on it, but my coworker did. Well, he goes to start ripping and tearing on this thing and figuring it out, and he starts tracing it back to the fuse box. Cool. In a Peterbilt, the fuse box is where your left foot sits. You can go kick it. It's right there next to the clutch pedal.
Oh.
Well, the problem with this fuse box is it's designed for this truck that had carpet in it.
And it doesn't have carpet anymore.
It doesn't have carpet anymore. And these guys put this fucking fuse box, or put the wood flooring all the way up to the fuse box, and you physically could not get the relays out of it.
Oh, that's cool.
Because, like half of the relay was covered with this vinyl wood plank flooring bullshit. So we had to take, like, a small saw, and saw it out to get the relays out, to test the relays, and the relays ended up being the problem. But that's just one of those things. It's not practical in a working truck.
No, I get that.
Mm. And then another thing, Peterbilt related, a lot of guys like, so Peterbilts have a big hole in the floor where the shifter sits.
Yeah.
It's a big, big plate, plank, mm-hmm. whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's got like, it's like 10 or 12 bolts or something like that. Holds it down. And that's where your shifter boot goes, and you pull the whole thing up, and you can see the top of the transmission, and it's nice and serviceable, because there's a cross member behind the transmission that makes it a son of a bitch.
Sure.
Well, you go ahead, and you put this wood floor planking bullshit in there, vinyl crap, and you, these guys like these, like, 3-inch by 3-inch shifter boots, and you put it down, and that looks nice and clean and cool and whatever.
But when you need to look at the top of the tranny, it's not practical.
Nope. Right up, yeah, exactly. Right up until the point that I'm in a Peterbilt and I take the shifter boot up and I take the bolts out for the shift tower and I go to pull it up and I can't get it through the fucking floor. I can't get the motherfucker through the floor.
No.
So I have to drop it down the bottom of the fucking truck. The fucking old guy in the shop one time, I was doing that exact thing. I tried to get it out and I was like, well, I guess it's going through the bottom. So I start dropping it out and fish it out and shit like that. And I get out of the truck. He's like, why the fuck did you drop that thing out the fucking bottom? That was a dumbass thing to do. And I was like, you go look in there. Tell me
how to shift. Yeah, you tell me how to do it.
And he goes, oh, well, I guess I didn't realize that it was like that. And I was like, yeah, I'm trying my fucking best over here, guy. I don't know what to do. Massive pain in the ass. So, you know, shit like that. It's cool right up until you work the fucker.
Yeah. A lot of show truck things aren't practical in a working vehicle or a working truck.
No. Like running 26s on fucking rubber bands is not a practical way to tow vehicles.
Sure it is.
26s on rubber bands is not practical to tow vehicles. I don't care who you fucking... You can do it. I'm not going to dispute that any day of the week. You can do it. It's just not practical.
Oh, Hayden had 24s on one of his trucks, and he kept going, oh, it tows so fucking bad.
Yeah? Then what?
Took the 24s off.
You took the 24s off? Are those the same two-footers that were on the Yeep?
No, they were a nice set of two-footers.
Huh?
They were a nice set of two-footers.
Oh, a nice set of two-footers.
I really think I want to make that second gen a dueling.
Do it. You already want to make it a stick truck.
Make it a stick truck, make it a dually.
And then what,
paint it silver? Put it on
24s. Are you going to paint it silver?
Could.
Yeah, if you're going to put it on 24s, you have to do a big single in the front.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a given.
Okay, good. I don't...
Well, but I can't do a big single in the front if I do a 24.
Why?
If I put 24-inch semi-rims on it, 24-5s?
No. Just like a standard wheel in the front. Not a dually wheel, just a standard wide wheel.
I know.
Yeah.
But they don't make a 24-inch super single.
Oh, you want to put this bitch on super singles?
No.
I'm confused.
You want me to use a single wheel in the front?
Yes.
If I put 24.5-inch Alcoas in the back that are milled down to 24s,
oh,
I cannot run a 24-inch super single in the front. Because they don't make those.
No, they
don't. The only way I'm doing that is if I'm buying aftermarket wheels. And if I'm buying aftermarket dually wheels from JTX or whoever, I'm not buying 24s. I'm buying 26s. Or 28s.
28s are fucking silly.
I'm a silly guy.
I'm a silly guy, he says. I like being silly. Ugh.
I think that's what I want to do to it. Just a bone stock tow pig, make it a dually, throw it on some semi wheels, and drive it.
Do it.
I know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got like 3,000 other things going on and too many trucks to fix.
You and me both.
Yeah.
I have all three of my trucks I want to do something to. I just have to determine in what order I do them.
Well, which one do you want to do first?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd really like to get my Suburban done.
Which one makes the most sense to do shit to first?
None of them.
Okay, yeah, but...
They're all okay.
Yeah, I know, they're all okay.
None of them need anything. Well, that's all...
Okay, here's where I'm weighing in. You want to take the common rail, and you want to make it a dumb fuck-off common rail.
Yup.
You want to take the burb and lift it, put it on air,
make
whatever.
It a big dumb fuck-off burb.
But you want to... But the second gen, I think, is where you should probably start.
Probably.
Because at the end of the day, a stick in a dually rear is not that hard to put in. Those
nope.
parts are easily... We can easily find those parts.
Get a set of 10 lugs for nothing.
You can get a set of 10 lugs for nothing, and we can polish them out for cheap.
And then it's down to adapters.
Yeah. I think that's the fastest, in my opinion.
It is. You're right.
You get the most done for the least amount of money.
Yeah.
If you will.
Because the common rail, I can take my old block and chip away at it over time.
Yeah, if you want to just put it on a stand in your garage.
The Suburban, I can collect all the parts and just do it.
Mm-hmm. This one gets, quote-unquote, done.
Then
fastest.
I can move on to the next thing and not worry about it.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
That's just the way that I'm looking at it.
Fine!
I typically take the cheapest and fastest project first, just because I can get it out of the way fast and be done with it.
If you're within 4 hours of me and you got a Dana 80 dually axle on the cheap,
Hit your boy up.
Let your boy know.
Or, if you're willing to trade an NV 4500 for a 56.
Disclaimer, the 4500's blowed up. I will take a blowed up 5600 for a blowed up 4500.
That would be a good trade. That would be a good trade. I mean, either way, and here's the problem. Or I guess, and the whole thing is six one way, half a dozen the other. Either you rebuild the 45 and then trade, yeah, or you trade for damaged.
A blowed up 56.
And then fix it.
I don't know why I think I want a 6-speed, but I think I just do.
Just get a 6-speed.
Okay.
I don't know. It's always nice to just have another gear for the hell of it. Isn't the 6-speed's first gear lower than the AMV's?
I don't know.
I can't remember what the gear ratios are.
I also don't know why I want to make a tow pig out of a VP truck when I have a perfectly good common rail sitting at home. Not to mention the largest cab Dodge ever made.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It makes more sense to race truck the second gen than it does to race truck the mega cab.
Don't care.
Don't care. Well, okay, not race truck the mega cab. It would make sense to street truck it.
Yes. Which is what I think I want to do.
You want to street truck it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't really street truck it. Well, you can.
You can. I mean, to me, all a street truck is just a high horsepower truck that drives down the street.
Yeah.
Race truck is like stripped interior, this, that, the other, blah, 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 which it doesn't make sense.
It's just harder to make a drivable high horse second gen truck.
True. True, because then you're left with like a couple options, really.
And at the end of the day, when I'm towing stuff, nobody ever really... I mean, I might have one, maybe two people riding with me.
Yeah.
And the second gen can be tolerable for that long.
Yeah. For a couple hours. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Street truck in the mega cab.
Fuck it.
Dude.
I did it once. I still have the itch.
Chris Patterson making $2,100 on fuel this weekend.
Asinine.
On fuel.
Asinine.
Greg laid down a 3,000 horsepower number.
Did he really?
3065 on the dyno, nitrous on. Greg's in the 3K club. Greg is in the 3K club.
He is. That's interesting.
He is.
I'll be interested to see what he does by UCC.
I know. I also will be, too. Now that they're getting that thing figured out.
It's going to be mean.
It's going to be a mean fucking truck. You fucking Cummins guys, dude.
We like to party.
You fucking Cummins guys.
What about it?
I don't know. I'm just waiting for somebody to take like a 6.4 or 6.7 and smack that number.
That'd be rowdy.
I know.
I remember when Power Driven was chasing... What were they chasing? 2K? 2,500?
I think they were chasing 2,500 out of a mechanical.
Oh, my God.
That thing was... The Godfather was fucking
angry,
dumb.
Angry.
That was a fucking stupid son of a bitch.
I'm all about what Power Driven does.
Oh, I am too.
All about it.
It makes me laugh a little bit that they're starting to, like, poke their finger at the 6-liter platform.
They are?
Yeah, they're supposed to be coming out with a compound kit this summer.
I'm listening.
Like, factory AC installed, don't touch it, the battery is still in the front, the second battery is still in the front, compound kit. There's a video on YouTube about it right now. They've already done it, and they're just, like figuring
finalizing.
Out... Finalizing and figuring out and making the kit, because when Nate started working here, Nate and I went to Little Caesars one day for lunch and sat and watched the video. I don't remember what they made for power, but they were on they weren't on a fuel system. And I think they may have had 30% no system,
mm-hmm,
and a set of compounds over in a big a 400 charger, I think. I think it was a 400 charger.
Maybe the only way to do it.
Over the factory turbo, which that factory turbo was turned up,
yeah,
a little bit, but I think they made 550 or something like that for just a throw it on kit with 30s, no system or nothing.
It's good.
That's fucking hot.
I'm still thinking about taking that ginormous turbo I bought and building a compound kit.
I think you should, personally.
You know how long I've had the itch to compound a truck?
Yes.
I think I just need to do it.
Part of the reason I think you should just do compounds on whatever sizes and stuff you decide on or whatever the fuck is because, and not that it isn't cool, but the big single thing has been a thing for a while.
Yeah, it's pretty overplayed right now.
It's, yeah. It's kind of overplayed.
Not overplayed, but I've already done the big single thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've done
you
it.
You haven't compounded anything yet.
I used a small big single, but sure. I did the big single thing.
Yeah. Personal opinion, I think compounds are cooler because you get, like, two stages of power.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait for that one turbo to light up.
No. You get bottom and top end.
You
should pull hard all the way through.
Yeah. It starts pulling from the beginning, and then it pulls even harder once you get to the top end, and that big single's lit up. I mean, you're pulling off the line, you're gone, and then that big single hits, and you're further. I've always wanted to put compounds on something. I think it's cooler.
You're right. I should just do it. I've had the itch.
And
I just don't want to pay compound. Like, everyone wants astronomical money for compound kits.
I know.
Even just piping. I look at that and I'm like, I could build that.
I know.
It ain't going to be pretty, but I can build it.
Well, no. It ain't going to be pretty, but we can build it.
But it'll function.
Mm-hmm. The next thing on top of that is we know guys that can make it look pretty if you really want it to look pretty.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's two guys about 10 minutes away. Not even that we can make it. We could have make it look pretty. Or there's another guy that would probably do it for free just because he's like, yeah, I'll just fucking do it.
Yeah, I'll go.
Huh? Yeah. I mean, if we can just, like, get the piping organized and tack it up and just have that whatever the fuck, I mean...
Mm-hmm. It can't be that hard.
I don't think that it is, personally. I think that that's the way to do it. And the other thing is, and I don't know how it is in anybody else's area that's listening right now, but, like, you know, like, the big single thing's kind of overplayed right now. Everybody around here has big singles. When it comes to power,
I can't think of...
Off the top of my head, the last compound truck that I have physically put my eyes on around here was Hayden's VP compound.
Well, I forgot about that.
Yeah, VP compound truck.
Yeah.
That was the last one I physically laid eyes on and saw, there's two turbos.
I don't think he ever ran it that way either.
I think he did.
It wasn't for very long.
No, I think he did 2 years ago. When he had it at Grassroots, he brought it out and ran it like that a couple passes. I think he did.
Was it still compounded?
I think it was still compounded because I think it was like 2 months after that he swapped it.
Well.
Because I swear he ran it like that, and then I saw the kit for sale after that on Marketplace.
That could be.
Yeah. I think. And you don't have to quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure he ran it that way because it took him a little while to get that thing spooled up on the line. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think that's why it was. Because it wouldn't have taken him that long after he swapped it.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have taken him a second, but not that long.
Actually, in theory, compounds should take less time to light.
Yeah, but he was trying... He was set...
It's Hayden.
Hayden being Hayden, it would not surprise me if he was trying to get on top of the big charger before leaving the line. Because he sat there for a fucking bit.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. And that was a full manual valve body truck too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was a full manual valve body truck. Fuck it. That thing was like peach colored.
Rose.
Rose? Was it rose colored?
Yeah, it was a rosy color. The piping was peach colored.
That's right. Cause that was still when he owned the GMT 400.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
God, that was two summers ago? Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Well, this summer, it'll be three summers ago.
That was not when he owned it. Because when he took that pink truck to the dirt drags, Cameron owned it.
He had sold it earlier that year to Cameron. Yes. So it was like that same year, but he...
Yes.
Yes. That's right.
Because I vividly remember Cameron racing it.
Yes. He raced... Yeah. And then... Cameron's mom raised it.
Yep.
Yep.
Poor Maxine.
Poor Maxine.
Truck deserved better.
I wonder where that thing is now.
Like South Dakota.
Is it? Still? I mean,
yeah, that dude just came up the other day on Facebook again.
Did he?
Yeah, it gained a bunch of traction a couple weeks ago again. On TikTok and Facebook.
That's a nice piece of equipment. I keep saying that now. I don't know why.
Clear Amish.
That's a nice piece of equipment.
And inevitably, I'm going to subconsciously start saying it in a couple of weeks.
Sort of like, that checks out.
Yep. I use that almost daily now.
Or, that guy's fired.
Yep, that guy's fired. That's a good one.
Who started the "Are you gonna eat that thing"?
Yeah.
I don't know who started that.
I don't even maybe me.
That sounds like something you'd start.
It does. I'm not gonna deny it.
Are you gonna fucking eat that?
Yeah, you gonna finish that, man?
Nah, I can't. I gotta drive later.
Fine. We'll make the second gen a dually, we'll put the stick in it, and then we'll compound the second gen. Oh, look, the Suburban got pushed to the back burner again.
Wait, did you say compound the second gen?
Oh, no, the third gen, sorry.
The third gen. with the 400 boys?
Oh, if I'm hanging a 400 on the manifold...
No,
I'm hanging
in the motor, the 400s. The 400s.
No!
Oh!
My ECM won't fire.
What do you mean your ECM won't fire him?
I won't fire him.
Well,
I talked to Base about it the other day. I won't fire him.
Need more voltage or what?
I don't know what the deal is, but it won't fire him.
You need like an aftermarket ECM or a standalone?
I'd have to buy a 6.7 ECM.
Oh, okay. So we were close. Like, in theory, they would run in that motor, but you need a 6.7 ECM.
Yeah, I need a different ECM. I need like a 2200 ECM.
Oh.
I even need 48.
Damn it. We were close. We were right in theory, but we were wrong in practice.
No. If I'm hanging a 400 off the manifold, you best believe my white ass when I tell you there's going to be a 500 on top of it. Because that's how that's going to shake down. I've had the wet dream of doing a 400 over 500 compound kit for so fucking long.
But then this takes away from the lighting it quick.
I don't care. Where's your 400 over 500? What do you mean it makes 160 pounds of boost?
God, we're going to have to put V-bands on all the clamps.
We'll start hairspraying boots.
Oh, we're going to be that cheap about it?
Well, yeah, why wouldn't I? I'm going to exhaust all my options. Before I spend $1,000 in V-bands.
Fucking, okay, get a load of this. We're sitting at the bar for St. Patty's Day this weekend, right? And Dakota shows me this Facebook Marketplace deal for, like, everything, pretty much everything I need to, like, put my 6-liter together.
Yeah, you were just bitching about doing up pipes and all this.
And yeah, and a 400.
Your cock was fucking raging over doing a 400 swap for, like, the last year.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you don't want it.
Yeah, he shows it to me, and I'm like, nah, I don't need it. Whatever. And he gets all fucking butthurt about it. And I'm like, no, because you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going
to wasn't butthurt.
No.
I'm just telling you it makes sense, because you're going to take the fucking head gaskets off of it anyway.
But he looks at me, and he goes, why? And I go, I'll just take it apart five times instead anyways. And he just gets all quiet, and he's like, yeah, I do the same thing.
I said, I can't get mad at you, because I do the same thing.
Yeah. I'll just take it apart five times and do it. I'll take it apart five times.
Oh, I should. That's like the oil pan gasket in my fucking Cummins.
What?
Remember when we were putting the motor in my other truck, in my Common Rail?
Yeah.
And I was like, I should reseal the oil pan. Nah. Guess what? Fucking leaks. I knew better. I knew. knew! I should have ordered a pan and resealed it, and guess what? I didn't.
And guess
what? Oh, it's not that bad to do in the truck. Yeah, but it's easier on the fucking ground.
Guess what still has not happened?
Oh, the oil pan!
We were... To make this...
I know when it runs out of oil, because when I stop, the pressure drops out.
to make this even funnier, how ongoing this has been, it's not like it went in, and it ran for a while, and then it started leaking.
Oh,
it leaked
right away.
Out of the gate.
Right away.
Out of the gate.
I actually got banned from parking on the concrete at my old shop. Literally one day, he's like, hey, man. Do me a favor and stop parking on the concrete. I'm like, fuck.
I'll never forget. The motor's in the truck, right? It's great. It's grand. It's wonderful. And like a week or 2 weeks later on a Wings Thursday, you're like, hey, tell me where this oil leak is coming from because I think it's the pan, but I don't want it to be the pan. So I get underneath the truck and look at where this oil leak is coming from and I'm like, it's the pan.
I wanted it to be the turbo drain. The turbo drain was part of it, though, because after we put the turbo on it,
I know.
It slowed way down.
I know, but you wanted it to be that turbo drain so bad you could cry.
I knew it was the pan. I just wanted you to look at it anyway. I already knew my fate was sealed.
That was so funny. I was like, buddy, I don't know what to tell you, man. I was like, we're cooked.
We're cooked.
The pan gasket's cooked, man. Should have just bought a pan and a gasket.
I know. Why didn't I? Why'd you let me do that?
I don't know. Probably because I'm the same way. I'm like,
let's just get the motor in the truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck weight on parts. Let's just put it in.
Yeah. Because I have for fucking years, I still operate on it. Don't get it right. Get it running.
Just do it.
Just get it running. And you know what? It never pays off.
Oh, no.
No. It never pays off.
No, on no planet.
I love telling everybody that. I love telling people that because in my mind, it is more motivating to work on a vehicle that actually runs and drives and moves.
Oh, yeah.
Right up until it runs and drives and moves and it's a minuscule problem and you're like,
it'll be all right. I just want to drive it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a snowball. Don't do it. If it's out of the vehicle and you're like, I should really do that.
You should probably do that.
Just do it. Because you know what you're not going to do? Fix it when you put it in the vehicle.
Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah.
You're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Not until it gets so unbearably bad that you can't take it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
I'll slap a cam in this motherfucker. But the oil pan? Nah.
Nah.
I'm not doing it.
I still can't believe we flipped them. Oh, we never even flipped the motor over.
Oh, no, I did that one the dirty way.
Yeah, you did that. You put wooden dowels in the fucking tappet.
Yeah, half-inch dowels, and you rubber band them together.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah, no, I'm not denying that it works, because I've seen it work plenty of times. But the right way to do it is to flip the motor upside down so the tappets fall down, pull the cam out, put the new one in, and be done with it, and flip it back over.
We didn't want to roll
the motor over, so we did it the dirty way.
I didn't want to make a mess.
We were like...
You think you have a little oil out of a Cummins. You know what? You don't.
You never do. So, do you remember it? Oh my fucking god, it was so fucking funny.
I always forget that you helped me put that thing in.
We fucking...
Did you help me put that thing in?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't help you put it in, I helped you put it together. And then I showed up, you guys didn't go to UCC that year, I came back and I helped you guys
finish
it.
Oh yeah, and the motor was in it.
Yeah, the motor was in it, I helped you guys put everything back together, and then you drove it out. But fucking... I'll never forget being there one night. We're putting this fucking motor together, and you back your Suburban up to the shop, and I'm like, how long's the head been in the back of your Burb? And you're like, I don't fucking know. So we pull the head out of the back of your Suburban, because you just got it cut and everything.
Yep.
And we laid it down on the bench. I'm like,
Rusty.
Rusty!
Because it sat...
And then we couldn't find dowels.
No, we couldn't find my head studs.
We couldn't find your head studs, and we also couldn't find your dowels.
Oh.
The head dowels?
Checks out.
Because we were Culp had a motor apart in there that was going something or other. I don't know. And we were looking for
dowels. Oh, yeah, I did. I took the dowel out of that motherfucker.
Yeah, you took the dowel
out of that. I forgot about that. I hate that shit.
We stole the dowels out of that fucking motor because we couldn't find the other dowels.
I forgot about that.
So we put those in the fucking block and then put the fucking head on. Couldn't find your head studs. Didn't you end up finding them eventually?
Culp did.
Culp did? Where were they?
I texted like 2 or 3 minutes later. He's like, hey, I found your head studs. That's right. It was honest to God time for those head studs to retire. I don't know how many tests they had on them, but it was time for them to fucking retire.
God, putting that motor together was such a fucking son of a bitch.
Always was. Every time I've done it.
Putting the motor together for the 300 was also a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I trust my craftsmanship and my work, but 80% of the time I was putting that motor together, I was also slammed hammered.
Ah! They go together best that way.
I'm like, it's gonna run, right? And I'm like, yeah, it's gonna run. And then I sit there for a second, I'm like, it's gonna run, right?
It's gonna run.
It'll
run. Oh! Wait till we do that with like a 1,500, 2,000 horse motor.
Oh, God. Fucking.
Come on. Come on.
Fucking.
See the meme I shared on Facebook yesterday?
No.
Go look at it. This is literally going to be us when I build some stupid fuck off motor.
Okay, I'm pulling it up.
Or when one of us does.
Where's Facebook? Here's Facebook. DAK, Dakota Hickok. When the tuner's doing a power run on the engine you built in your front yard.
Literally going to be us.
I saw this, but I forgot about it.
Can't wait.
When the tuner's doing a power run on the engine you built drunk with an impact.
In your front yard.
In your front yard. In the dirtiest environment possible is what you captioned that.
Yeah, it'll buff out.
God. Oh my God, you shared a Kurger Bing meme?
Yeah, I forget which one it was, but it was too good not to share.
Slams laptop shut till Monday. Oh, yeah? This is a fucking... Where the soap holder is in everybody's shower, there's a hot dog covered in mustard and somebody's feet are
somebody's
in the
fucking bath! Dude, that one was too good not to share.
Oh my God. Oh, and I should have shared this. Never retreat, never delete.
Shitposters Local 420.
69 420. Yeah. Shitposters Union Local 69 420. Never retreat, never delete.
I put almost nothing meaningful on Facebook.
Yeah,
it's 90%. Yeah, but at least every few months you're like, here's my life.
I do that. Every couple months, I'm like, photo dump, this is what I'm
going to do. Shit post.
You know who shit posts better than anybody?
Ron.
Ron does the best shit posting I've literally ever seen.
So good.
Oh, my God. And it's every day.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't stop.
Oh, so good. So fucking good. Oh. Anyways, is this where you want to end this for this week?
It can be.
Okay, that's fine. I'm trying to snap a button on my coveralls, and it's not wanting to snap. Oh, there it snaps. I'm like, please don't be so wore out that I have to get new coveralls.
Oh, no.
Like, I've had these things since I was 18. The fact that I can still fit in coveralls when I was 18.
I hate that we are... 9 times out of 10, you and I are on the same fucking wavelength.
Yeah.
I was like, this motherfucker puts on the same clothes when he's 18.
God, this winter I've had these things for 6 years. Mm-hmm. And I'll try and talk my girlfriend into cleaning them again.
She'll do it.
I'm sure she probably will.
You might have to buy her a washer and dryer when she's done. But she'll do it.
Well, what she's been doing is she's been, like, shit that I ask her, like, can you get this out? She's been, like, taking, she's been taking a pot of boiling water and sticking it in it,
mm-hmm.
and boiling it and shit to get everything loose, and then, like,
dumping and cleaning and doing that a couple times and then taking them to the laundromat. And
I say that's something I would wash in a laundromat.
And then those motherfuckers can deal with that.
I think I killed my mom's washer.
I'm surprised.
After I started, like, she had the same washer and dryer for, like, 10, 12 years.
Sure.
After I started wrenching, it died pretty fucking quick.
So, and that's what I was going to say, is I'm surprised I never killed my mom's, because my mom got her washer and dryer in, like, 2005.
Yeah.
And then by the time I started wrenching, it had been 10, 11 years, and anything and everything went in that washer and dryer. And it never cared.
Actually, I might have killed two of my mom's washers.
Oh, my God.
What can I say?
He says, what can I say?
All right. You fools got, like, over an hour out of us this week.
Yeah, we're clocking out. These are no longer required hours.
No, yeah, we're on OT right now.
Yeah, this is OT overtime right now. So, anyways, Dakota, where can they find you?
Instagram, D... Hickok, D-H-I-C-K-O-K, underscore 5.9. TikTok, you can find me at Hickok Diesel.
You can find me at Wild Goose underscore Repair on TikTok and Instagram. But until next time,
bye-bye.